At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as the Mountain Home Bomber boys defeat the Jonesboro Golden Hurricane 51-44 to complete the sweep tonight. Both the Bombers and Lady Bombers defeat these Jonesboro teams this evening. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Dewey and Sons Plumbing and Player of the Game. I'm going to go with Wyatt Gilbert. He finished the night with 18 points. Hit some big free throws there towards the end. It was actually a perfect 8 of 8 from the charity stripe tonight. He was one of two players in double figures for the Bombers. The other one was Matt Jones with 10 points. 9 on the night for Dawson Tabor, 7 for Satch Harris, 5 for Abe Crawford, and 2 for Adam Sorrell. Jonesboro had one player in double figures, and that was Keelan McBride with 11 points. Jesse Washington, who was just about on fire the first time these two teams played in Jonesboro back on January 10th, was for the most part kept quiet tonight. He did finish with 8 points this evening. He also 8 points for Marion Wilson and 8 for Shamar Anderson as well, 6 for Bradley Richardson and 3 for Ryan Rouse there toward the end of the contest. This game had four ties and 6 lead changes in it. One area where Jonesboro did do a better job of ball handling. They finished tonight with 8 turnovers. Mountain Home at 15 tonight. But Mountain Home did the things that they needed to do to get this victory.
Legacy of Rock, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
He started his music career singing in a church choir and later became part of England's glam rock scene. In 1980, he auditioned for AC/DC. The rest is rock and roll history for Brian Johnson.
Legacy of Rock, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
The Progressive ABC Insider.
It's really fun because I am so physical when I act.
You can hear her voice on Disney Channel's new animated series, The Owl House. Wendy Malick says doing voice work has its advantages.
I'm dancing around in the booth, usually, in some weird way. And you can wear your pajamas.
The Progressive ABC Insider is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find the price that works for you. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf.
So Jonesboro, that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Again, Mountain Home will be hosting Greene County Tech Tuesday night, and we'll have the game for you. And so that's going to do it for tonight. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker Auto Parts. Now, as Matt said, be sure to catch our next broadcast this coming Tuesday night as Mountain Home is still at home and they take on Greene County Tech this time. Junior varsity is set to tip off at 5 with the varsity girls tipping off at 6 and the boys contest to follow. Of course, both of those games can be seen live, or if you can't make it to the game live, as he said, you can catch us here on Classic Hits 101.7 or streaming on live at ktlo.com. And once again, if you missed any part of this broadcast or want to revisit some Bomber basketball, go to our website under the podcast tab and click on Bomber Sports. Once again, I'm Joe Shipman. Thank you for listening, and good night.